I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Phil Turan is in here because he has continued a segment that we absolutely stole right from MTV called Boiling Point. Now, Boiling Point is a new hidden camera show on MTV that puts people in really awkward situations and then kind of has a time clock on the bottom of the screen. And if the person that they have put into this really tough situation loses it before a certain amount of time, they get cash.
Right, correct? They'll give them $100 cash right then and there.
If they don't, if they're nice throughout the entire thing.
If they keep their cool.
All right, our boiling point is a little bit different. Explain how our boiling point works.
We have to kind of do it a little bit different because when you have, obviously on TV, you can kind of see their reaction and kind of see them getting frustrated and ticked off. Well, I do the same thing, but I kind of have to edit mine a little bit different because, you know, dead silence of me and, you know, the boiling point contestant, if you will, staring at each other doesn't translate very well on radio. That just equals dead air. So last week we did it and I took a...
Don't get the premise yet.
I was just going to tell you what I did last week.
You mean the one before we're going to roll with right now?
Yeah, the one that we did last week.
Go ahead.
Okay, last week I took a, because Melissa wasn't here, took a 2-year-old baby into a tanning bed. Tanning salon. To see if the girl would let me let him tan. And sure enough, after about 7 minutes, she said no.
Phil told her that the baby was going on a photo shoot, so he needed to bronze him up a little bit.
Oh my God.
So the quote unquote the boiling point moment was to get her to call the police on me. And sure enough, she threatened to call the police, and that's when she reached that mark at 7 minutes.
All right.
Okay, so we'll find a listener to play this time around. Phil will tell them the scenario that he put one unsuspecting person in.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll give three potential outcomes.
I'll give you three scenarios. One is true, the other two are false. And if I'm correct here, if you obviously get the true one, then you've won the collateral movie passes.
You got it. Hi, Lorraine.
Hey, Phil. What's happening, sweetheart?
Hey, Lorraine. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hi. Good morning.
Do you guys know each other?
Apparently we do. How's the family? How's the kids?
You sound so chummy.
Phil. Hey, Phil, it's Lolo.
Lolo.
Yeah, hey, guys.
She's a frequent Burt Show listener, calls all the time.
Hi, Lolo.
Yes.
And you know how this is going to work now?
Brief me again.
Go ahead.
Okay, Lorraine, what I'm going to do is I will give you the scenario, which is, I'll go ahead and tell you now. On this one, I titled this boiling point competitive treadmill guy, where I went into a gym. Took my position on a treadmill right next to unfortunately, the only two treadmills available where there was one empty, was next to an absolutely gorgeous young lady who was just briskly walking, and I took my position right next to her, and I decided to be that guy who wanted to race her. And at one point, and you'll hear this a couple of times, I reach over and try to speed up her treadmill.
Don't you guys get like this when you're on a treadmill in a gym and you're next to somebody? Aren't you constantly peeking over to see how fast they're going and what incline they're at?
Oh, yeah.
And then you start to get all competitive in your head about it. And if they're going at a 5.6, you got to be at a 5.8.
compete.
People will compete for any. I mean, it doesn't matter what it's going on. You are always competitive.
All right. So the situation is you at gym, woman next to you. She's on a treadmill also. She's mm-hmm. doing her thing. Mm-hmm. What are the three possible outcomes?
Three possible outcomes of this competitive treadmill guy. I fall off the treadmill. She gets a muscle head. She gets mad at me and goes to get a muscle head who escorts me out of the gym. Or three, she just walks off and ignores me completely.
Okay, so I pick number two, the muscle head.
Number two, again, that
out.
Was she gets frustrated, goes and gets a muscle head, and he escorts me off the property.
All right, Lorraine?
Okay.
Let's all listen together.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Three, two? Is that how fast you're going?
Yeah.
I'm up to 3.7. I'm going faster than you. 3.8. You can go faster if you want to.
Okay.
3.9. Let's try and catch up.
I'm really okay.
Oh, I'm at 4. 4.2. I'm going a mile faster than you. A whole mile an hour faster. Come on. Let's try and catch up. You could use it. Come on.
Oh, really?
Go to 3.8. Just get close to me. I'm at 4.2. You try to get to 3.8. See, I've already burned 30 calories. How much have you burned?
Really not sure.
Did you have a big lunch today?
Not really.
I'm wondering why you're working out so hard. Are you going to the beach soon? Looks like you're pushing yourself harder than you should. Trying to lose some weight?
No.
Most people try at the beginning of the summer, not the end. Don't worry about it. The longer you stay on, the more you'll lose, so you probably won't stay on for a while. You know what'll help? You know what'll help if you speed up.
I'm really happy with the 3.8.
Here, I'll help you. Hold on. You push this. You push this right there.
That was me.
See? You're closer. Don't you feel better already?
Are you pushing hers? Okay.
Now you're out of breath. Are you a smoker?
No.
You sound like you are.
Oh, my God.
I'm still going faster than you, though.
Dude, I'm really not here to run. I'm just going to get down a little bit.
Okay, I've noticed you slowed down, so I'm just going to speed you up just a little bit.
All right.
And that, my friends, is me falling on my ass.
Did you really? So you were reaching over and you lost your footing?
I was reaching over to speed hers up and I lost my balance because the damn treadmill was going so fast, I fell on my ass. And the noise you hear is me getting up. I fell right on my elbow. I get up and the noise you hear is me grabbing the microphone. I had it propped up on the treadmill. And I'm just like, I have to stop it right there. And I look at her. And granted, this went on for about 5 minutes. And I just look at her and I go, I'm Phil from the Burt Show. I was recording you. Is that okay? And she's like, yeah. And I walk out of the gym right there.
I've always wanted to meet a guy who fell off a treadmill.
Sorry, Lorraine, you didn't win.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, I've noticed you slowed down, so I'm just going to speed you up just a little bit.
All right.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.